1350 KMAN.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we got a great program this morning. Probably the best one we've ever had. This might be the top, no question. You hear right there, Jack Alston, the executive director of Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation. He'll be with us till about 9:15, 9:20-ish. And then after that, we'll have Adam McCaffrey, director of therapy and recovery services for Pawnee Mental Health, and also Jordan Ingram, also with Pawnee Mental Health. But right now, again, we have Jack Alston in studio. First off, good morning and welcome. Hope you're ready for a K-State win tonight.
Oh, absolutely. That's all I'm thinking about right now.
That's top.
That's it. That's it.
That's top.
Yeah.
But we also have some economic development, and it's we were just talking actually just before we came on just how much growth we've seen, obviously, here in Riley County and in the Manhattan area, but especially in Pottawatomie County as well, and just all the partnerships that have been forming over really the past few months has been pretty special.
Yes. So what we're doing in Pottawatomie County, Pottawatomie Economic Development Corporation and its board of directors, really emphasizing on development of infrastructure and site development. And it's been a really good year because we are in St. Mary's. We have an industrial park, and it's been replatted, and we got a new industry, Sarto Countertops, which is in the final stages of constructing a building on a two-acre site. And we will be announcing another company coming into there soon to take 10 acres, which will be pretty substantial. And we've got some good news the other night from the St. Mary's City Commission's working with us on infrastructure. So we're going to be moving along there. And when we go Industrial Park, we had a storm water study completed. And we know where our 27 acres we have left, as well as property on the Kansas cutoff behind John Deere and Custom Wood Products has tentatively announced that they're purchasing 25 acres south of the Union Pacific Railroad in Wilmego. So we are moving along with infrastructure so that when industries need, especially industries that are growing in the Manhattan area need sites, they can come over to the Pottawatomie County area, and we're working on with Midwest Concrete Properties, a couple properties that are right off Excel Road. So there's lots available now that are right outside the city limits of Manhattan. So that process is moving along very well.
And that's such a key with any of that. You usually start with infrastructure, right? You usually start with those sewer enhancements. You start with those road enhancements and those sort of things. And that's something that's been in play for quite a while now, and it really is interesting. You know, when you go down 24, go to Wilmego anymore, you really just start seeing that development getting just – it used to be you had a little bit of just kind of space between Manhattan and Wilmego, but now there's just development really just all along that Highway 24 area between here and Wilmego.
Yes, and that's mostly because we've got one or two very strong developers in the Wilmego area that have decided to invest in the economy in our area, and we're fortunate for that. The other thing we have going, which people aren't realizing, is we have a comprehensive plan in Onega, and now they're actually doing implementation. And they're working on signage there, but later on they'll work on a housing program. And Westmoreland is in the final stages of completing their comprehensive plan, which we worked together with the Flint Hills Regional Council and the communities to get the plan done. And the Flint Hills Regional Council actually helps to implement it as well as write it. So those are really good things. And the other thing we're doing is a lot of investment in workforce development. So for the past 3 years, every single student that has graduated from any school in Pottawatomie County has taken the WorkEase assessment. That means that employers in the area, and we have 70 employers signed up, and we're welcome to have more, they can analyze those scores and determine whether or not that student who now has probably graduated has the foundational and cognitive skills to do the job, because ACT offers a weight system and a scoring system. So you can tell by the keys whether or not this young person can be able to do the job. Plus, we've tested a number of other people, and we're hoping that there's going to be some testing at 383 coming up soon. With those students, there's 70 to 80 students that have elected not to go to two-year and four-year and want to go right into the workforce, and there's plenty of employers out there anxious to talk to them. So there's a lot of good things in workforce development. So we've achieved in December 2016 work-ready status, and we just achieved maintenance status, which only 24 counties in the United States have achieved. So that means our workforce is really ready, even though our unemployment rate is only 2.5, you know. So it's a good thing for that we have an unemployment rate, but it's an even better thing that we're work ready.
Brady Bowman here with Jack Alston, the executive director of Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation, here in the InFocus studios this morning. And you brought with you, Jack, annual report for 2017, pretty comprehensive. Obviously, won't be able to get through every detail here while you're here, but just if you wanted to point out a few highlights. I notice you have five goals listed, and I'm just right. Kind of, again, this is a 2017 report, looking back right. On 2017, and I guess you just wanted to share some things that really jumped out at you in this
right.
report.
And two of the things that we're really excited about is the partnership that we have with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. It sort of evolved. We have always had a partnership, but now we formalized it, and we actually have an advisory board. And we share leads, prospect leads, and we're working on retention calls together of existing industry. The partnership kind of grew from a we were going to do it a couple years ago, but it kind of fell through with another county. We just decided we're going to call them and put a partnership together. So that they worked on it for 4 or 5 months, put the agreement together, and you know, we now had three advisory board meetings, and we're moving along. We actually are building a website, and on that website we have a high powered tool that on sites and land and buildings that we're actually working on. As a matter of fact, we're doing a lot of work on it on Tuesday. So we're going to have a pretty sophisticated website and database that'll highlight our land and buildings that are available in the two counties.
And again, you're talking about the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, and that was announced really recently, January 16th.
Right.
I was just
right.
going on our website, pulling up that story and exactly right. when that was. But of course, January 16th feels like it was so long ago.
There
now,
you
but,
go.
Yeah. So many different things going on in Pawl County. And talking about those five goals that you have listed in that report, the infrastructure and site development, which we've discussed a little uh-huh. bit, workforce development, you went over that, organizational and regional development, I think that's just what all you right. just touched
yep.
on, business retention and attractions, goal five is small business development and entrepreneurship, if you want to
yeah.
touch on those.
Well, we've been pretty active. I mean, we're fortunate to be an e-community partner with Network Kansas that... So we've had a loan fund for many years, but over the last year, we made five loans. And Sardo Countertops, which is one of the companies, we have an orchard in the Flush area that we made a loan to, as well as another loan to Parmar Coffee. And we had made a loan to Loretta's Bakery in Bellevue. So not only were we making loans, but we're looking to make loans in ag value-added areas, as well as ecotourism areas like this orchard. And these were built to help build value in the community. And we just made a loan to a senior housing project that's on the corner of 24 and Flush. That is something that the communities, the county really needed. It'll bring economic value to the area. And so our e-community review board, financial review board, has been very active over the past year. And it's been so active that they've you know, may loan out our funds by April. It's just extremely busy in the office and in the region.
You mentioned a lot of this growth that we've had, and we'll just kind of close on this note, but the growth has been so amazing that it's almost been, I'm sure it's kind of been overwhelming a little bit for some local government, local entities when it comes to, you know, paying for that infrastructure and finding that balance of just kind of trying to keep up with the growth, because that's almost, growth's a great thing, but that is a thing that you do got to look at, is keeping up with the growth when it comes to cost at the local government level.
Yes, and that's why Pottawatomie County is going through the beginning process of a comprehensive plan. Not only are they doing a comprehensive plan, but they're also going to do a plan within Blue Township that came through funds through Office of Economic Adjustment from the joint land use study from Fort Riley. So we've got funds because of the growth, because of Fort Riley and the growth of this area, to just look at Blue Township. So there'll be efforts there, as well as the county comprehensive plan that we're going through. So yes, it has implications, and some, most all positive, but some negative, that we all have to work with. There'll be a lot of good highs, and there'll be a couple lows. So we have to work with these things as we go through this process.
That's why they're called growing pains, right?
Growing pains. Growing pains. Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much, Jack. Jack Alston with the director, executive director of Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation. Thanks for coming in. We'll have you back I'm sure.
Thank you.
When we come back after the break, we'll talk with Pawnee Mental Health, Adam McCaffrey, and Jardine Ingram will be in the studio. More in focus after this.
K-Man Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better